Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. One of my favorite verses. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed." How? "By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." You know, this verse has just always challenged me and to not passively just go through life, to not allow my mind to just be complacent and to just soak up, you know, the messages that are around me, but instead to be intentional, to be focused, you know, that's one of my motivations to want to get in God's word every morning is so that I can renew my mind. In fact, it's the primary motivation so that I can prove that what is that good, that perfect, that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Don't you want to know what is good? Don't you want to do that which is good? Don't you want to do that which is acceptable to God and that which is perfect? Do you want to just waste your days, this short life, just going about doing things that don't matter? Or do you want to know what is good, what's acceptable, and what is the perfect will that God has for your life, for my life? Well, the only way we're going to know that is to be constantly renewing our mind. How do we renew that our mind? By getting in God's word. You know, that one of the things that I've just heard, you know, his voice just over and over say to me is, "Josh, if you don't consistently make the time, make the effort, be intentional about getting in my word, you're not going to have what you need. You're going to waste your life. You want to be a blessing to others? You won't be that blessing to others. You want to make an impact with your life? You won't make that impact if you can't get this one thing right." And I'll tell you, I've gone through seasons in my life and I've done really good at this, and I've gone through seasons in my life when I haven't done good at this. But I'll tell you something. I've become absolutely convinced that if you and I want to live a life that's worth living, if we want to reach that good, acceptable, and perfect will that God has for us, he says, "I know the plans I have for you," said the Lord, "plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a bright future." You know, God created us in his own image. He created us on purpose, for a purpose. But too many times, we're squandering this one life. It's not a dress rehearsal. We're squandering it. We're wasting it doing things that at the end of the day aren't part of the plan, don't really matter, aren't in keeping with what God has for you, that perfect will that he has for you. So, Father, I just pray that you would help me, that you would help each of us, Father, to renew our mind on a daily basis, because the world is full of negative messages. It is full of destructive messages, Father, that are bringing us down, that are destroying us, that are programming our subconscious mind, Father. And I pray that you would help us to be intentional, to not just pass through life, to not just be passive, Father, but to be intentional. Father, I pray this for me and I pray this for each and every one of us, that we would renew our minds so that we can experience your perfect plan for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so now let's go out there and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. And if you want to hear other messages like this, you can download my podcast on iTunes. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. God bless.